is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Britain's Prime Minister called a rare summertime cabinet meeting today and later declared the UK will recognize a Palestinian state in September ahead of the UN General Assembly.
No one should have a veto over our decision.
Keir Starmer said Britain has long been committed to a two-state solution, but that goal is under pressure, he said, like never before.
Now in Gaza, because of a catastrophic failure of aid, we see starving babies, children too weak to stand, images that will stay with us for a lifetime. The suffering must end.
Starmer said Israel must agree to a ceasefire and allow the UN to bring in more aid. CBS's Deborah Pata was on a Jordanian air flight that was unlikely to have any impact on the aid situation.
The World Food Program says this is not merely enough aid. This is roughly the equivalent to one truck Victory Gaza, and they need around 600 to enter every single day for a sustained period as they are going to make any dent in this situation.
We're learning more about the suspect in yesterday's shooting in Manhattan. He asked that his brain be studied for a disease. Michael Wallace reports.
Shane Tamura of Las Vegas was carrying a note blaming his CTE on the NFL, but he took the wrong elevator and never reached the league's offices. He never played in the NFL, only high school ball. New York City Mayor Eric Adams told CBS Mornings police officer Didderol Islam was among those killed.
We lost a fine young man through this senseless act of violence.
Adams is upset Tamura had documented mental health issues, but still had a gun license in Nevada. Michael Wallace, CBS News, New York.
The extreme heat continues to bake much of the nation from the midsection east.
166 million Americans are under heat alerts today. Those feels like temperatures can jump anywhere up to around 120 degrees.
Meteorologist Jessica Birch says it could last another few days, and Skylar Henry reports that has changed a lot of plans.
The football team at this Atlanta high school shifted practice to start at 6 a.m. to avoid running drills through dangerous heat.
It just really decreases any kind of heat illness.
Athletic director Natasha Harrigan says the school measures the wet bulb globe temperature every 30 minutes with this thermometer to gauge heat stress in the sun.
It's at 93 right now, so it's telling us that we need to get off the field.
On Wall Street, stocks are lower ahead of a Fed decision on interest rates this week. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 23-year-old Racine man was arrested on suspicion of drunk driving after crashing his car into a Racine Unified school this morning. The driver plowed through two classrooms at Olympia Brown Elementary in Caledonia. The crash, which happened at around 2:30 this morning, caused a lot of damage, with the school already undergoing renovations that were set to finish by the fall. No one was injured in the crash. While homeowners will save money on electricity and natural gas bills, counties and local governments in Wisconsin are set to lose revenue. A Forward Analytics report warns that as the state expands its sales tax exemption on residential utility bills to cover the entire year, it will reduce sales tax collections and shared revenue funds that support local budgets. The change means counties won't collect sales taxes on electricity and natural gas used in the home. Gateway's Racine campus is the site of a political event today. Milwaukee area Congresswoman Gwen Moore is attending a town hall to answer questions about the new Republican tax law. A group called Opportunity Wisconsin is organizing the event. They put out a statement saying Moore will be taking questions from the area's actual congressman, Brian Stile. They say Stile was invited. The first district representative is holding his own event Thursday night to talk to constituents. That'll be held in Elkhorn. The Racine Raiders are back in a championship game. They'll face the Detroit Ravens this Saturday at the Hawk Stadium in Detroit for a shot at the PFA title. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers back in first place. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with an 8-4 win over the Cubs in Milwaukee. That put the Brewers back in first place, a game ahead of Chicago. Cubs lefty Matthew Boyd had been the hottest pitcher in the league, but gave up 5 earned runs off of 6 hits in 5 innings pitched. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I don't think Boyd had his best stuff. We took our walks. You don't see him walking that many guys in a game ever, so I love that part of it. What a day for Contreras and Yelich to come up big.
NFL Packers training camp continues today in Green Bay. In Madison, the Wisconsin Badgers packing up the team bus, headed to UW-Platteville to begin training camp. Defensive coordinator Mike Tressel on what he told his players.
Talk about our defensive objectives. Our guys have looked at every single day since spring ball. These are the numbers that put you in the top 10 defense in the nation in each of those areas.
That's Badgers defensive coach Mike Tressel with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded. So before you hop on the bike this summer, make sure that you're properly insured by calling the Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644. He'll look your policy over free of charge and with no obligation, so that you're free to relax and enjoy the road ahead. And the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. He's the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644 or online at hoglawyer.com.
More sunshine today, but still hot and humid. High temperatures spike to the upper 80s, and it'll really be feeling more like the mid-90s. Got a chance for a spotty shower or a brief thunderstorm early this evening, otherwise holding off on rain until tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 87 degrees.
So good, so good, I got you. We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. We've got a great show for you today. Coming up in about a half hour, we'll chat with Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. Diane Carlson will be here later from the Racine Arts Council. And, of course, in the 5 o'clock hour, it's another 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. And today, we'll feature the class of 1973. It's all coming up on today's show on WRJN.
To Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
late. Young and impatient we may be. There's no need to act foolishly. If we part, our hearts won't forget it. Years from now, we'll surely regret it. Give me just a little more time. And our love for sure. Give me just a little more time. And our love for sure. You're young, and you're in a hurry. You're eager for love, but don't you worry.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. What is today? The 29th, right? We are almost to the end of July. Friday is the first day of August, and you know what that means. It's another First Fridays in downtown Racine, and we're going to be there. This month's theme is Scoop the Loop, and we'll be there. Some live music, some food, some drink. Stop by our tent for your chance to win some state fair tickets. So we'll see you this Friday night, downtown Racine with WRJN.
It's the greatest pop rock of the 60s and 70s. The Happy Together Tour 2025 with the Turtles, Jay and the Americans, Little Anthony, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, The Vogues, and the Cow Sills. August 10th at the Bank 59 Main Stage at Wisconsin State Fair. Get tickets now at wistatefair.com. Wisconsin State Fair presented by U.S. Cellular.
Fire up the grill and make every bite count with fresh, flavorful buns and breads from Main Street Bakery. Soft rolls, hamburger buns, hot dog buns, brat buns baked fresh daily and built for big, meaty flavor. Or spice things up with Main Street Bakery's green chili and cheese hamburger buns and hot dog buns, packed with bold flavor. Every bite of a burger, brat, or barbecue should be paired with oven-fresh goodness. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
It's time to get moving. Regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Cruise the parks, hit the festivals, catch a ball game, and soak up the sunshine with your own Golden or Pride power scooter and power chair. Easily foldable and transportable for every adventure. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider offers flexible care credit plans and expert service to keep you moving. Go for a test drive today. Visit the showroom across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility Solutions. Get moving and enjoy the ride.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius, or two half geniuses, and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
North Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They learn much more. What a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
It's Louis Armstrong and What a Wonderful World on WRJN. That was probably his signature song, right? And, you know, he's probably most famous for playing the trumpet, but he did not play the trumpet on that song. During live performances, he would hold his trumpet, but not play it.
Give me good love.
Just look over your shoulder.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And if you want to keep up with what's happening in Racine and beyond, sign up for the WRJN weekly newsletter. You can do that at WRJN.com. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 23-year-old Racine man was arrested on suspicion of drunk driving after crashing his car into a Racine Unified school this morning. The driver plowed through two classrooms at Olympia Brown Elementary in Caledonia. The crash, which happened at around 2:30 this morning, caused a lot of damage, with the school already undergoing renovations that were set to finish by the fall. No one was injured in the crash. The last of the departing flights are heading out. Lisa Hale has more about EAA ending.
EAA Air Venture 2025 came to a close Sunday. Campsites have been cleared, and the grounds that sported 15,000 campers and hundreds of aircraft over the past 10 days are now empty. It was another record-breaking year for the annual Aviation Fly-In Convention. Officials announced that 691,000 visitors from 80 different countries were part of the event. That's about 5,000 more than last year's record-breaking attendance. Of the 15,000 people camping on the grounds, 3,000 of them were aircraft campers. EAA Air Venture returns to Oshkosh July 20th through the 26th, 2026.
6 months after the death of an inmate at the Racine County Jail, a family is still searching for answers. You can go deeper at the Racine County Eye today about 35-year-old Joseph Lee, who died after an assault by another inmate on New Year's Eve. Lee's family has questions about why he was in a specific part of the lockup and that there are other questions they want to know more about. You can read all about it today at RacineCountyEye.com. And the Racine Raiders are headed to another championship game. The Players Football Association Championship will air on WRJN this Saturday. The Raiders are in the title game after knocking off the undefeated Motor City Rams. They'll take on the Detroit Ravens for the title this Saturday at the Hawk Stadium in Detroit. Kickoff is set for 7. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com. There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
More sunshine today, but still hot and humid. High temperatures spike to the upper 80s, and it'll really be feeling more like the mid-90s. Got a chance for a spotty shower or a brief thunderstorm early this evening, otherwise holding off on rain until tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 88 degrees.
Nice and easy. You know it won't be long till we'll be down by the lake.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman, and Brett Hoffman is here from Marcus Theaters. He's going to wrap up the weekend box office numbers for us. Brett?
At number five, it was Smurfs, the Paramount Pictures release that made $5.4 million. And number four in its fifth week release was F1, the movie, still going strong and rightfully so. It's a tremendous movie. It took in $6.2 million and has made over $165 million so far domestically. And number three was Jurassic World Rebirth, earning $13 million and crossing the $300 million total. Last week's number one movie, Superman, was number two, but still made a healthy $24.9 million in its third week of release. And that's because at number one, it was the Disney Marvel release of the Fantastic Four First Steps, bringing in $118 million. Now, we will have some competition this next weekend with a few new releases. Universal is releasing The Bad Guys 2, the sequel to the animated family attraction The Bad Guys from 2022. Paramount is releasing The Naked Gun. This funny slapstick comedy now stars Liam Neeson playing Frank Drebin Jr. And Neon is putting out Together, an R-rated body horror movie with real-life husband and wife Dave Franco and Allison Brie. Summer is still hot at the movies. Go check out one of these great stories on the big screen.
All right, Brent, it's Brent Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Every time I see her, she don't even look my way. Maybe she will notice me, but then what would I say?
Changing.
Thank you so much for listening to Local News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app. Get the app wherever you get your apps or at civicmedia.us.
Woke up this morning feeling fine. There's something special.
Something. baby makes me proud. Lord, don't she make me proud. She never makes a scene by hanging all over me in a crowd. Cause people like to talk.
Timeless Hits, Charlie Rich, Behind Closed Doors on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, congratulations to the Racine Raiders. They move on to the league championship game this Saturday night. They're going to be taking on the Detroit Ravens. We, of course, will cover that game. The Raiders going for their third consecutive championship. And we're going to have all the action with the pregame at 5:45, the kickoff at 6. Raiders football brought to you by Our Harmony Club, by Rasmus and Diamonds, Time and Again Music and More, Kelly Friesema of eXp Realty, and by Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Raiders championship football this Saturday night on WRJN.
You spoke, we listened. WRJN Big Deals has new local favorites in our storefront. Mahoffers on Main, Arrow Smoothies, Hot Amigos. Don't see your go-to spot? Email info at WRJN.com and tell us who you want on our menu. Plus, the WRJN Big Deal of the Day serves up 50% savings on gift certificates throughout July. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and chow down on delicious savings with WRJN Big Deals.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Home is where the heart and the care should be. Senior helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, senior helpers' trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like senior helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
Streaming Premium TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Shadow in the city, all around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl, come on and dance all night, despite the heat it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, even in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night, just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. And what is the thing that married couples most lie to their spouses about? We'll talk about it coming up on WRJN.
Thank you. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is issuing an ultimatum to end the war in Gaza.
I can confirm the UK will recognize the state of Palestine by the United Nations General Assembly in September, unless the Israeli government takes substantive steps to end the appalling situation in Gaza.
The death toll in Gaza has now surpassed 60,000. For many Palestinians, it's too late. This man threw an interpreter.
We've been dead for 5 months, alive but dead. No one cares about us. After we died, there's an announcement about us. Where have you been all this time? You don't care about us. Where are the human rights? Where is the European Union?
The leading international authority on food crises predicted today that there could be widespread death in Gaza without immediate action. Flags are flying at half-staff in New York after yesterday's deadly shooting. The suspect left behind a note apologizing and saying he had a degenerative brain disease. Mayor Eric Adams.
He appeared to have blamed the NFL for his injury. The NFL headquarters is located in the building at 345 Park Avenue.
The man stalked through the office tower, firing a rifle and killing four people, including a New York City police officer. CBS's Anna Schechter reports it's the latest in a string of violent attacks nationwide.
We just saw the data come out for 2024 in terms of violent crimes, and homicide is down, aggravated assault is down. It's trending down towards pre-pandemic levels. But, you know, it really doesn't feel like that to a lot of Americans who are experiencing.